The Akasofu building, home of IARC, the International Arctic Research Center, was constructed back in 1999 as a joint venture between UAF, the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, and the Japan Agency for Marine Earth Science and Technology. But after 15 years, the Japanese have decided to refocus their polar research efforts, and they vacated the building. Larry Hinsman is IARC's director.
We've had an incredibly strong partnership with the Japanese, and they've been giving us about between $5 and $3 million a year in research support, and they've been providing paying for half of the lease on the building. So it's been a tremendous boom for the university, and we've had some huge research accomplishments through our partnerships.
With the Japanese agencies gone, Hinsman says other research units directly associated with the university will move in. One of those organizations is the Scenarios Network for Alaska and Arctic Planning. For the last 5 years, SNAP has been paying more than $180,000 to lease offices off campus. Director Scott Rupp says moving into the Akasofu building means more than financial savings.
SNAP was set up by the university as sort of a bridging entity to take a lot of our high latitude research, get it more applied, and to cultivate collaboration across the institutes and schools. So we've been doing a lot of that already. But the really big boon is just going to be the ability to walk next door to researchers and not have to get in a car.
But savings on SNAP's lease won't make up for revenue loss. The Japanese paid for a lease that covered 60% of the annual upkeep costs for the building. In fact, they paid extra over the last decade and a half. The unspent money was held in a reserve account that now totals more than $5 million. More than half of that will pay to renovate offices for SNAP personnel. The rest will be reimbursed. Larry Hinsman says IARC will have to find other ways to cover maintenance in the future.
Our researchers have been focusing on getting other external research funds, and so we've been doing a lot more proposals to NSF, a lot more proposals to the Department of Energy and NASA and the USGS. And so we are seeking other ancillary funds through external funding agencies. So, yeah, we are making it up, and it is going to hurt us. We're losing, just this year, we're going to lose $3.5 million from the Japanese support for research, and so that's hard to absorb, but it's going to hurt us, but it's not going to kill us.
The renovation for SNAP offices is scheduled to start in September, with completion slated for early 2015. Once moved in, SNAP will join three other research organizations that focus on climate assessment, policy, and fire science in the Akasofu building. For KUAC News, with help from Aaron Berner, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.